Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to All About Guitar with Jeff Lolo, only on LA Talk Radio.
Amazing instrument. It has developed into an incredible voice in today's music. So many types of guitars, so many styles of playing, all sorts of gear. How does one make their voice be heard as a guitarist? My name is Jeff Floro and welcome to All About Guitar, where we talk tone, we talk technique, we talk gear. Where we discover how we can become better musicians in a world of constantly changing technologies. Where we take a good look at everything guitar. And sometimes not exactly guitar, but just as important. So we can be more successful as a musician in today's music scene. So sit back and relax, and let's explore All About Guitar. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to All About Guitar. I am proud to have back on the show Frank Stallone. It's good to have you back. He was on before when we did the show on Gibson with Greg and Sharon DeLordo. But I asked him to come back, and I'm really excited to talk about a new guitar that he's developed, and the brand is Frank Stallone Guitars. And joining us on Skype is Gary Panapinto, who's the CEO of the company. So we're going to take a look at a brand new guitar, and it's really cool in terms as a working musician. It's a professional guitar, and the price point can't be beat. You're going to be blown away. So welcome, Frank. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And Gary, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jeff. Hey, Frank.
Hey, bud.
Okay, so let's start with Gary first. Let's start with Frank. What made you get into building your own guitar?
Well, what happened, I was training, always in tune. I was training at Gold's Gym, and all of a sudden this guy's out in the parking lot with a guitar book. He's saying, hey, I want to start a guitar company with you. I think it'd be a good idea. I go, thanks for the book. See you later. No. What happened? It was a really nice guitar book. And so he goes, no, let me take you to breakfast, man. I'm serious about it. And he's and Gary's such a nice guy. Gary's smooth, man. He's a salesman. And all of a sudden, I'm there. All right, whatever. So, and he convinced me, says, you know, we can make this thing work because the pricing of guitars is just gone crazy. I remember I sold my 58 Les Paul in 1970, and I thought I made a killing at $400, which was like $4,000 in those days. But nowadays, the whole craze, and believe me, I love vintage guitars. You know, last time we were here, you know, my man, the Lindsay guitars, I love them. But the average guy can't, you know, the average person, guy has $800 to $1,100 in their checking account. I mean, that's really where it is. They don't have $4,000 to spend on a guitar.
Well, even more than that now.
More than that now.
59 is, some of them are going for $250,000.
I'm just talking a new guitar.
Yes.
Even a new Les Paul VOS is almost $4,000. Gary said, let's look around. So he brought samples of other guitars. I said, that's the one, because as you can see, it's really beautiful. I mean, this is really a beautiful guitar.
I love the wood.
Isn't it nice? And I mean, if you look at the back.
Oh, wow. That one's all blue.
All blue. Yeah. And it's got a beveled cutaway here. I don't, you know, I can't play up that. I can, but I don't. And it's beveled in the back, and it's really, really fairly light. You know, two Hub Monkey pickups, a tone, volume.
Do me a favor, hand me the other one, and I'll show them.
sure. This is the one I play a lot on stage.
So here you can see right here it's beveled in here and a little bit here. And then on the side, on the back, you can see it's like contoured like a Fender. So it fits. It fits it fits really well.
It is very comfortable. As you can see, Jeff, it's not heavy.
No, it's pretty light. This neck is amazing.
No, the neck is great. I know. I'm telling you right now. Everyone that plays it, I mean, it's an ebony fretboard. And it's a kind of flat, which I like. It's not a baseball bat neck, you know.
So, it's a 16-inch, if I'm correct. Correct me, Gary, if I got the specs wrong. It's a 16-inch
radius. No, you're right. 16-inch radius.
Oh, the nut is 1 3/4 inches.
Yeah, bone nut. Upgrade bone nut. But,
and the 12 fret
scale length is 25 inches.
Yeah.
It's got 24 frets. The body is mahogany. The has a beautiful curved flame maple top veneer on it, and you can see the amber, which I think Frank's playing, and the blue one. We also
he's
have
playing the
one
blue right now. This is the amber, but you can see the flame maple. It's really beautiful.
Yeah.
And it has volume and tone, and then a three toggle, stop tail piece, tunematic, and then proprietary pickups, right? So what were you going? Is this like a PAF? Or what sign were
it's
you going
kind
for?
Of like a, it's kind of like a PAF. It has that, you know, that's it. So really, you know, it cuts. I mean, it really does. I mean,
now he's using the treble pickup there, and he was using the both pickups in the other one.
Yep. This E string on two dives. So we have that, but I mean, it really is a fine playing guitar, and I would suggest anyone that's interested in that, you can just call Big Gary.
Well, might as well give the number right now, Gary.
Yeah.
Well, you could look on our website, frankstalloneguitars.com, and it lists everything about the guitar, the different programs we have, which I'll get into in a little bit. It also has the specs on the guitar. And, you know, our company is a mission-driven company. When I first approached Frank, he kind of looked at me like, okay, here's another guy approaching me with a project.
He only does that a million times a day.
Yeah. Frank?
Yeah.
But, you know, thank God we hit it off very well. We kind of got the East Coast Italian thing going. But when we sat at breakfast, I mean, Frank got it right away. I mean, he is so passionate about guitars. We want to get people playing guitars. And we wanted to put together a program that's not going to bust the bank for them. And we stand behind our guitar. It's 100% money-back guarantee. And there's a lot of other free goodies, which I could get into a little later. But we're just overwhelmed with it. I mean, the response has been great. Right before the show, I had 4 orders. I checked in on the internet.
Oh, wonderful.
We got one in Germany, one in the UK, one, believe it or not, in Hungary, and another guy, Byron, who I talked to today. Hey, Byron, hope you're listening in. He's out in Missouri, and the people are just loving the Tiger, and they can't believe the value pack package that we're offering. So we're very happy with it.
Well, one of the things I want to mention, like you had mentioned the bone nut. The tuners are Grover, so they're using high-quality stuff. The other thing that really makes a difference is when you buy it, they do a setup for you. So if you want – you're using 9s on there right now.
I use 9s.
But if you wanted 10s or whatever, yeah, they'll set it up for you. But one of the things that's really important that a lot of guitars, if you buy new guitars, especially under – well, even a 3,000, yeah, some of the $3,000 guitars, they're not set up in.
No.
The frets are dressed on this. So in other words, they're smoothed on the sides, they're evened out, so there's no dead spots, and that extra quality. I mean, that's usually like $100 to $200 to have that done.
Oh yeah,
they're done at the. They'll do that when they ship the guitar. So it's made for a. It's ready to go to gig. I mean, literally, you take when you get it. It's ready to play, and
I'll be playing it this Wednesday at Vibrato.
Yeah,
you know I have to do it now. Don't think I'm going get rid of my Les Pauls. I'm going to keep all those. But you got to put your money where your mouth is. I mean, I can't say, okay, Frank Stallone guitars, and I'm playing like a Gibson Explorer, and I never play the guitar. You have to play the guitar, because it's like Carlos Santana when he plays his, or vice versa, or, you know, or Lukather plays his guitar. I'm sure they have other guitars they play, but you got to play it. And this was very comfortable. I think one of them, I'm going to try to put a, I'm having my guy put a gold Bixby on it. That'd be kind of interesting.
Well, you have the stop tail piece. Yeah. You can put that little bracket.
Yeah, that
on there.
There's a new setup bracket where you don't have to drill.
Yeah.
Kind of go. But I think it would be really cool.
That's the thing. When I saw the stop tail piece and I looked where your toggle is, because on the PRSs, it's in the way.
Yeah.
Yours is just clear of it, so you could put a Bixby on there.
Yeah, I mean, people have said it reminds them of Paul Reed Smith a little bit, but it's bigger, it's wider. And a little different headstock, like you said, the toggle switch.
If you use the Bixby, put a Duraline nut, which self-lubricating.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Yeah. And also, I think Gary forgot to tell you, if you buy three guitars at once, we send a pole dancer over your house.
There you go.
You get a free shot. That's a three-for-one sale, right, Gary?
Three-for-one. But before we go into the different tiers. Mm-hmm. Gary, tell us a little bit about how this came to be. I mean, the process that you went through screening out different, you know, shapes, body, both of you guys.
Yeah.
But how because that's an interesting story in itself.
Yeah, pretty interesting. I've been a banker for over 35 years. I know all you guitar playing people out there don't hate me. I'm not that straight laced. But, you know, as I got older, finished my career in banking, I said, I want to do something fun. I want to be a passionate guy spreading the word about getting people to play guitar. Who do I want to do that with? Frank Stallone would be perfect. The guy's very lovable. There's not a pretentious bone in his body. And he's beyond talented. I mean, he puts on a show that I would call it a musical journey. He does the Sinatra stuff. He does acoustic guitar stuff. He does all the stuff he's done in the films. He does rock. He does blues. So I said, Frank's my guy. I don't know Frank. How am I going to meet him? So I bopped on down to the gym, and I approached him like he said, and thank God we hit it off.
With a hardback, beautiful book on guitars. A really nice, big hardback book. And I said, this guy's giving me the applesauce here. Let's see what's going on here. So this guy's giving me the business. So we went over at lunch, and he's like, as you see how he talks, he's a very affable, laid-back guy. And he just said, we can make this happen. And it can be fun, too. It really is fun. I have been there when some of the people have received their guitars, and it kind of blows their mind when they see it in person. As like, I mean, Jeff, you see every guitar in the world come through here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm sure you're probably a little jaded, like some guys. Well, you've seen everything. This is a nice guitar.
Well, that's the thing. It's a guitar. It's a beautiful guitar. I mean, the woods are awesome. But what impressed me is the dress frets, the way it's set up. The setup is really good.
It's easy to play.
I've had to pay to have my guitar set up to play like that.
Yeah.
And also, it's a roadworthy guitar, because one of my pet peeves is it's really nice. You know, that most working musicians cannot afford a $10,000 guitar.
No.
And this guitar is at a price point. I'll let you tell the price point, because they're not going to believe
it. Well, the guitar is $699, and that comes with a gig bag, free shipping, setup, and 100% guarantee. I don't know how much.
That's amazing. I mean,
That's Gary's.
Right, and for what the woods, and it's an ebony board, the quality, you know, the Grovers, the whole thing. I mean, that's not bad for that's a great price. I've never seen anything at that price point that plays like this.
Yeah.
This is a gigging guitar, and it's a working guitar.
Yeah,
it's a Stallone value. I mean, I promised Frank that we would never do anything in this company unless he was totally behind it. In fact, we have other guitars in development that I approached Frank with. He's like, nah, not ready yet. Don't like it. The second he saw the Tiger, he was like, Gary, this is the one.
Yeah,
and I could tell why. I mean, I play too. I'm not just a CFO. CEO of a company. I play too. I appear nightly in my living room. No one throws tomatoes. But
but the thing is, so he said, Frank, I got something for you. Look at this. And he had a few different ones. I said, there's enough Les Paul copies, man. It's a nice guitar, but it's so overdone, Les Paul copies. He says, okay, check this out. And I go, well, it kind of looks like this. It's not like a Stratocaster, a little like that. It's kind of a Frankenstein guitar a little bit. It's a little bit of everything, but it's not exact. You know what I mean? Like you were saying with the toggle switch.
It reminded me of a PRS, but I mean...
Yeah, it does a little bit. But the knobs are like Telecaster knobs, like the old knurled...
So you can grab it. I saw on your website, you're grabbing it.
Yeah, and it's and the pickups, the hardware on this is really good. It's not, you know...
Did you go through a lot of pickups to pick what you wanted?
No, these were the ones that came. They were on it? And I just said, you know what? I said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I mean, listen, Seymour Duncan's a good friend of mine. Where, matter of fact, the other guitar, the Stallion, Gary will tell you, but he worked a deal with Seymour Duncan, who makes a fantastic pickup. Okay? But these seem like they were good enough.
No, they sound great. I mean, they have plenty of tone, and they're clean.
Yeah.
They're clean. It's a well-made guitar. That's hard to show on camera, but it really does play well. The necks are flawless.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Look at that.
And they're consistent, right? I mean, they're pretty well. I mean, that's another thing. As a touring musician, and I'm going to throw this at you, Gary, because things happen. Almost everybody I know that's been on the road, theft is a big problem. So if you had a problem, let's say that your guitar is stolen, that, like, for example, this amber one, if this one went down or was stolen, how do they compare playing? Are they pretty identical?
They're pretty identical. I think we went to one point, Gary, where one was a little heavier than the other one, but we're working on that to get a consistent weight, every one. But they all play almost exactly the same.
That's important because you can get it. It is replaceable, not that you want it to be replaceable, but I mean, the fact is that as a working musician, you can get another one if there was a problem.
If there were, and that's another thing I think we're going to talk about, Gary and I were talking about. Say there was a musician that we know or someone, and his guitar did get ripped off, we'd send him one. You know, we'd send him one if, you know, it was one of our guys that played the guitars. But the thing is that it's kind of an interesting headstock, you know.
I like it. It's nice.
Yeah, it's kind of a little Art Deco headstock. It's kind of like a Frankenstein parts guitar, you know. So
Well, let me put it this way. Frank has an amazing collection of guitars. We're going to take a look at one of his acoustics in a minute. You have a great collection of guitars. Mm-hmm. And I know for myself, my guitars now I've had for many years. So now they're collectible because I've just had them for a long time. But the thing is, because of the fact of theft and damage stuff, you know, your beautiful Les Pauls, you're never going to take those out. You just use them in the sessions, right?
No, I do play my Les Pauls in gigs. But again, the days of the 58s, unfortunately, I sold them when they were only like $200. I used to buy them in pawn shops. And Norman over at Norman's Rare said, Frank, you know what? You should start buying these. You have a hit record. They're like $4,500, like an idiot. Like $40,000, I could have 10 vintage Les Pauls. But, I mean, some of the ones they're making now are fantastic. But the thing is, and not to diminish this guitar, but, I mean, if you lost this guitar on the road, it wouldn't be the same as if you lost a 56 Les Paul.
Right.
That cost like the amount of a house or something that you've had, like you said, like your guitars. Like this Martin, I've had this D41 a long, 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 long time. It's like one, and I love it. And I used to play, as you can see, it's played. I played it everywhere.
That's broken in. That guitar's broken in.
And I would hate to see that, you know. I think almost like someone that rips off a guitar should be treated like someone that tortures animals.
They should be strung up and hung.
Man, that's to me. That's.
But my point is that for you to take this guitar on the road means something because of the guitars you have. Mm-hmm. For the fact that you are comfortable playing this guitar live as a replacement for your beautiful guitars, That's what I'm saying, is this guitar, he's playing with this. He's using this guitar, and he's getting tone out of it that he gets out of his other guitar sometimes.
Yeah, I played through a, my favorite amp has become the Vox AC-15. I just
That's a great amp.
Love, and I forever, Deluxe Reverbs, forever.
Yeah.
But that Vox A-15, again, is a $700 amp. Joe Bonamassa came to the gig one night, and I think I was playing with Les Paul through that. And just like I was just using a full-tone plimsoll and the Archer by Rocket, the Archer was like a clon, and a digital delay. And he goes, "Wow, that sounds good." I said, "That's a, it's like a $700 amp." He goes, "Well, sounds pretty damn good. They're really good amps. I like them." And I kind of like the thing because, you know, my ear is the English invasion. And of course, when I was a kid, I couldn't afford a Vox Super Beetle or, you know, or Buckingham.
But your AC-15 is the hand-wired one, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah,
it's not a circuit board.
No, no, no. It's tube. It's tube, and it really has an overdrive.
Same thing with the Deluxes. Yeah. The original hand-wired chassis, there's a totally different sound there.
Yeah, I was never big in the solid-state amps. I mean, you know, and the Mesa's too heavy to carry. I'm getting a little older. Yeah. The schlep this stuff.
Well, no, the new Deluxes have a circuit board instead of the hand wired.
Oh, they do?
It's a little different. It's not bad, but I mean, but there's a difference with the hand-wired. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, this guitar, these Tiger guitars sound like. So we got the Honey Tiger, the Blue Tiger, and we got the Blonde Tiger.
With the Blonde, yeah.
The Blonde Tiger is pretty nice, too. And, but, you know, I gave one to a girl. She freaked. Oh, I can give it to her. She bought it. I don't like her. You know, I like her a lot. Gary goes, you know, our generosity goes so far, pal. But she loved this guitar. And the girl up north, Gary, you sold one, too.
Hi, Moira. You're listening in. She is going to get hers hand-delivered because she lives right near me.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, Jeff, when they open it and see it, I hate to say it, they look good anyway, but they're really they're better looking in person.
Yeah, it's the amber one, you can see the grain. The blue one is a little darker. Well, here, hand it to me. Go ahead and unplug it. And let me stick it up here. But it's really beautiful. This wood, the mahogany on the back, it's really nice. The grain is really nice, but it's a darker color, so it's hard to see it in this light. And this thing just kind of glows.
And you know the colors, Jeff, sometimes. Now, there's a few blue ones that are, believe it or not, a little lighter.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, so which is kind of cool that they're not all so cookie cutter, but they're real, you know, real close. But I think there was one there. Right, Gary, that was a little lighter in color, a little bit.
Yeah, and the pictures don't do it justice. No. I mean, when people see it in person, they're like, oh, my God, I love that blue one. I like the amber one. I like the one that looks like a tie.
The amber is nice, but this blue one, I like blue. It's a great color. Now, one thing in the future, I'm curious if you're going to chamber this to make it semi-acoustic.
If there's enough of a demand and Frank likes that sort of look.
I don't know if you've ever played like 335s or.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I have a 355, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
Because the chambering in here might make it.
What do you think of the chambered Les Pauls?
I haven't played them that much, but I mean, they mainly do it for to make it weight. But one with an open F hole where you have where it's open. And it vibrates more. You get more feedback.
Yeah, I know. I have a Birdland I just got, and I love it. I said, I'll never be able to play this live. This thing's going to be... I don't know how Ted Nugent does it. I'm playing my front room. It's feeding back, you know, so I can't imagine doing it.
The trick was, I read an interview with him, is where he stood.
Is that what it is?
He stood in a spot where it didn't feedback. And if he walked into it, it would sing.
Yeah, because, you know, I remember I saw the Moby Grape in 68, and Jerry Miller, one of the great guitar players, has always played an L5. And he still has that L5. And he played it through a Marshall stack. And I saw them. I go, how the hell does he do this? But he could control it. I think he might have stuffed it. He could have.
That's one way to do it.
Yeah, I think they kind of put like certain.
But if you're careful where you stand, you can actually.
Well, I'm never careful. I never know where the hell I'm standing. I'm all over the place. So, I mean, for me, a solid body with the double coil pickups work fine.
Now, let's go through the tiers so people understand what they can get right now that you have set up. Gary, do you want to go ahead and talk about that?
Yeah, sure. We have three tiers that we're offering. The first one is the early bird special, and that's a limited supply. And they're flying out the internet right now. What you get is the full guitar, beautiful guitar. You get the free shipping, the Roadrunner gig bag, the free luthier setup. These are plug and play right out of the box, and it's 100% money back guarantee. And we encourage people to take advantage of that because you get the guitar right away. You'll have them before the holidays, so you could be playing some Christmas music. The second tier we have, and we're going to do this on December 1st in Burbank, we have a VIP dinner. This one's a little more expensive. This one's $9.99. You get the guitar and all the free goodies, but you get a chance to have dinner with Frank, talk guitar, take photos. He'll sign the guitar for you. It's going to be a really cool evening, an event that people that really love guitars and want to meet Frank and have a nice dinner. It's more of a one-on-one, and we're limiting that to just a few people. I don't think we're going to have more than 20 or 25 people there, and we've already got a fair amount of those sold out. The last level we have is something we call band together. Being that I come from the financial world and I know a lot of investment bankers and I've seen every option in the book as far as raising money for companies, let's face it, to start a company takes money. And what Frank and I decided to do is we said, you know what? At least for now, we're not going to go out to the investment banking community that wants to take a pretty big pound of your flesh. We'd rather take those profits and put them right back into the company, keep our costs low, and get people playing guitar that's not going to break the bank. So we came up with the band together. And that one is $649. You get the same guitar and all the goodies, but we're going to have to build it for you. So there's a little bit of a wait time, not long, 90 days. We'll get the guitar to you after the band together program ends. So those are the three tiers that you have right now. The early bird special only has right-handed orientation because we only have limited supply. Same with the VIP dinner with Frank. If you want to come meet Frank in Burbank on December 1st, we're going to have a great time, some cocktails, nice dinner. And Frank has great stories to tell about music and film and take photos, sign the guitar. Really going to be a good event. Yeah. The band together, you got right and left-hand orientation. Order those. You pay a little less, but you wait just a little longer to get them because we're going to build them for you. And those are the three levels that we have.
That's amazing.
We can't leave the left-handers out. And we were thinking maybe doing a limited edition of a bass, Tiger bass. It'd be kind of cool.
Doug's a bass player. What do you think, Doug?
It'd be interesting.
It's cool looking, you know. And there's a thing we're going to do, which I think is important. The finishes on these guitars are great. I want to do, kind of a translucent pink, like a peach pink color.
Right.
You see a thing? And we wanted to do that for the breast cancer thing. I think it would be nice to make some of those. And, you know, we did one where it was Gary's idea. You know, Norm Harris has the Midnight Mission for the homeless.
Yes.
And we gave him the Honey Tiger. And they played it. He loved it. Mike Lemmo loved it. And they sold it for $2,200
auctioned off.
And that
raised a really good thing for the homeless. That's 2,200 meals to feed the homeless. So Norm was over the moon about it. Michael Lemmo, who plays
he's been on my
great
show.
Guitar ever made. And I mean, this kid, Frank, he's unbelievable.
He's unbelievable. And remember, you know, working at Norm's, he gets to play the creme of guitars. And also, I'm bringing one of these guitars to Oklahoma next week, and we're going to auction it off for a charity as well. And I think it's good to put something back too. I mean, it's one thing to do, but you know, if we do the pink guitars, of course I will keep one for myself.
Well, the limited, that's a kind of a good cause and a good limited edition.
Yeah,
type of thing.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's fun. I mean, but I think the most thing is with Gary and I, we're having a lot of fun with it. It's really fun to see someone get a bang for their buck once in a while. And you know, like I said, it's not, you know, it. You know, you know, being in my position, of course, I've probably gotten a little jaded. But I remember there were times like going into the house, finding quarters to get something to eat and things like that. And you know what I'm saying? And there's tough times. So if a parent could present their kid who's really wants to be a guitar player, can you imagine being a 16-year-old kid and getting this?
Oh, yeah.
I had a harmony. Like made of plywood, I think it was like, or like a silver.
I wish they had this when I was gigging.
Yeah, no, we don't have anything. No,
there's nothing close at that price point.
Oh no,
I mean we would always $30 pawn shops, and we would always mod and change the. You know, we'd find a guitar probably missing things, and then we'd fix it up.
Yeah, monster guitars, and then. Yeah. It was that or the Silvertone or the Harmony that your parents bought. It was basically plywood spray painted or Stella's. But that's what we started. There was nothing like this. I mean, but you can imagine the face on a kid waking up for Christmas and seeing like this beautiful Blue Tiger or the Honey Tiger. I mean, and this is a pro guitar. This is not a student guitar. This is...
Yeah, it's a professional guitar.
Professional guitar.
Now, Gary, let me ask you something. On the band together, for example, now I know you're a humbucker fan.
Yeah.
Can you order like coil splitting? Can you order other things to it when you do it at that
point? Not currently, but we could get into that. It's really based on demand. If I start seeing, and we're all over social media, we have a great video that Norm Harris put out on his channel where Michael Lemmo's playing guitar. We have our own channel. And I watch my emails every day, and people are blown away that the CEO calls them directly or emails them and communicates. Mm-hmm. We're customer service over the top. And I'm listening. If someone wants a guitar with a coil split and there's enough of demand, we're going to do it. Okay. Absolutely.
Now, you want the – I think you, Gary was bringing up the Stallion. Well, the Stallion guitar is kind of in the 50s, an Italian guitar company. And good guitars. They made, you know, I mean, they made moderate price good guitars. They've come up with some new ones that Gary brought to me. And we said, well, we'll call these the Stallion. They're very, very light. And matter of fact, I gave one to my former manager's son, who's like 15 or 16. He's a kid that, you know, the home studio. You know, he's kind of a skinny kid, so that's his thing. You know, he's like the Emmett Rhodes of his time. And he just loves his guitar because he's a thin, tiny guy. And this guitar weighs a feather, and it does have a Telecaster pickup and a humbucking pickup, Seymour Duncan.
Okay, so it's got a single coil in.
Yes, and it does have a...
And it's got the coil split, too.
What does it look like? Is it? What is it? Is it like this shape? Or
Gary has one. Do you have one there, Gary?
Yeah, I'm going to bring it down to you, Frank, and show it to you.
No, but you have one there?
I'm not on the video. I have a face for radio.
We can't see it. But
oh, we can't see
it? There's no picture of it. You have to send me a picture.
Oh, I thought that was it.
No, that's just his. No, it's just audio.
Oh, I thought that was his face. I didn't know.
That is his face. But it's...
But wearing a suit? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought he was in his underwear or something. Anyway, but, you know. But the thing is, yeah, and so the Stallion thing, it would be nice, you know, Stallone and Panapinto have, like, a guitar made in Italy. You know, so what he did, he gave me a few of them, and one has two humbucking pickups and a splitter, and one has a Tele pickup and a humbucking. So I said, I'm going to do something cool. So I went to Pat Wilkins, who people out there don't know. Pat Wilkins is probably one of the best guitar refinishers in the country as far as electric guitars and stuff. I said, can you get me the exact paint for a Ferrari, a red one and a yellow one? He goes, not only can I get, this is the paint that they use. I said, wait, this is really going to be Ferrari red and Ferrari yellow. He said, yeah. So I did them. I said, just do it, man. And he goes, yeah, okay. But, you know, it's got maple neck. You want me? I said, yeah, do the headstock too. Very cool. And it came out really nice. Don't you think, Gary? Beautiful.
Oh, they're absolutely beautiful. And when you see the other tweaks that I'm going to present to you, yeah. I think – we're going to move the Stallion out of the barn. But it's your call. And one of the things I want to point out is this is not a Frank Stallone Signature Series guitar. What FrankStalloneGuitars.com is we searched the world over for the best values out there. Guitars, eventually we're going to get into accessories, amps and pedals and straps and all that. So the customer doesn't have to wait and worry about, gee, is this a good value package? We've done all the research and we're going to present it through our company. So FrankStalloneGuitars.com is kind of like Amazon.com in the guitar world. At least that's the mission and what we're trying to do. So when you find our website and you go on it and see the offerings, right now we're new. We just launched with the Tiger. People are going wild about it. And we're going to stay on that mission. We want to be the people that gets folks excited about playing guitar, not busting the bank, and finding the best deals out there. And I've made deals with many different manufacturers and suppliers, and we're going to release that as time goes on. But right now, we're at the Tiger. And
yeah. You know what I just noticed? I swear, because, you know, I'm never looking down at the neck. All the fret markers are abalone, and they're all a different color. There's a green one. There's a purple one. Is that interesting?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I didn't notice that.
When you turn it around, it changes color.
Yeah, I mean, but there's green, pink. I mean, they're all, it's abalone. It's great.
Now, Frank, I'm dying to see the Frank Stallone amp because you know he's going to do an AC-15.
Of course.
At a really good price point. Yeah. I'm going to be there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, to me, it's the one thing about the AC-15 that I don't, it is a hardy amp. It's heavy. It's heavier than the Deluxe. It's a beefy closed-back amp. But you know what? For $700. So I'm playing basically combined $1,400 worth of gear, which you can't even buy anything for $1,400.
No, no.
So my amp and guitar is probably $1,400 together.
That's amazing. I this is going to be cool. I'm looking forward to all the other accessories and stuff that you guys do. That's pretty cool.
Because there's some, you know, there's some independent people out there that make really good stuff, you know? And now you want to see my Martin, right?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do a quick thing with the Martin. I mean, if we...
This thing is amazing. Yeah, now I'm going to be taking pictures here.
I've had this guitar forever. This is a D41, first year. Believe it's 75 or 76 on the D41. So this is just the one step under the D45. Now, myself, I think this guitar sounds better than D45 because it has less abalone. But, I mean,
can tell that guitar is broken in.
Oh,
that thing sounds amazing.
Yeah, and this has been everywhere. Unlike the Tiger guitar, you know, I did take this everywhere. This did stay in my hotel room. It's and it's still here.
So you bought this in the 70s with that the brand
new?
Yeah,
I've had this. I didn't buy brand new. I bought used from Norm a long time ago. And I just said, man, it just felt so good.
Now, if I can ask, at that time, how much was that? Because I can't remember how much they were at the... They were about $1,500, $1,700?
Something like that, yeah.
That was about close to new.
Yeah.
So that's
now they're worth a lot more. Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. I mean, you know, I love Martins. I mean, I have Gibsons, as you know, but something about a Martin, man, they just... And I think Collings are a great guitar. But people are hard pressed to give up their Martins. I mean, to have David Crosby or someone to give him his Martin would be tough.
Yeah.
Or Steven. But what
would
Stone.
You now? Again, touring. This guitar is very valuable. I would be paranoid to take this on the road. But what would you take on the road?
I do take on the road. I take a Martin,
a newer one.
Now Martin made it's called a D10, and it has all the electronics in it, and it's their budget model. Okay, so it's like $900.
Yeah, it's not a lot.
Only difference is Martin specs, Martin, it's made in Mexico, but it's exact same guitar. And I will tell you, it is probably the best sounding acoustic guitar I've used. And I use it constantly. I don't know if they're Fishman pickups, I forget what are in there, but it just sounds, it looks just like a D18.
Well, those guitars, I have a $400, I paid $400 Martin Stratemann one, and that thing is, I use it for recordings, it's that good, and I have the LR bags on it.
Yeah, I mean,
it's amazing guitar.
And I used to use this live. Sometimes if I'm playing local, like vibrato, I'll use it. Or my J200. But this other one is just so it's as easy as this, and it sounds almost as good as, I hate to say it. But the only thing I didn't like, I'm not a big fan of the satin finish. So what did I do? I took it to Pat Wilkins. He put it on the buffer wheel, and it's shiny. Because that's why they can sell it cheap, because they don't have the gloss.
Yeah.
So I put the gloss on it.
Oh, you glossed it up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all shiny now. And it's great. So, in other words, you don't really have to break the bank to sound good live.
Yeah. These guitars are, I mean, the Martins, the lower end Martins are really well made. They really spent the time to get the tone. So you get that Martin tone, which is what everybody wants.
And Martin is kind of, I don't want to say stodgy company. I mean, they've been around, almost 250?
Yeah.
They're not stodgy. They're very conservative, and they're very concerned about their products. That's why they don't throw it out. And if they're doing it in Mexico, you can bet your bottom dollar they're like four or five guys from Nazareth, Pennsylvania, in Mexico, making sure everything goes right. Because they don't like to put out stuff that's faulty.
No.
They're very. That's why it's pretty tough to get a deal with them. Hey, can I have a Frank Stallone model? I don't think so. But they did do something for me. They make a nylon string guitar, okay? But it almost looks like a 0018. It's kind of like a classical body, but it's a nylon string guitar with all the acoustics in. I said, I love this guitar. I do not like cutaways on acoustic guitars. I just don't like them. And had a satin finish. I said, I'll tell you what. I said, over in Westwood Music, Mark and those guys have a long, long relationship with Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, Chris Martin used to work there when he was a kid, like in the summer. So he calls me. He goes, well, we'll do it. We'll make you this guitar without a cutaway with a shiny gloss finish. And I got it. And inside, I said, can we call it the Frank Sloan model? He goes, I don't know. But my name is on inside the F-hole. So that's good enough for rock and roll, right?
That's pretty good.
But I use it. But that's a custom guitar they made for me.
Well, it's interesting. The Willie Nelson model, the one that Willie plays, that's a German classical guitar. It's actually a style. It's different than Spanish.
It's a Martin, isn't it?
It's a Martin, but it's actually the German classical guitar is different than the Spanish classical, like the Ramirez. That you're familiar with the Segovia.
I have one.
Yeah. So the German one, it has a different sound, but it's considered a classical traditional instrument.
You know, something you said that's funny. Fred Wallachy over at Wallachy Music, which is Westwood Music, his father, obviously from the old country, they got into making classical guitars. They called Corelli, and they're made in Germany.
Right.
It's not fancy. It's my favorite nylon string guitar. And I'm always trying to find one. So if one ever comes through, I said, you got to tell me. Because I have some ones made in Spain, but for some reason, it has a different sound.
Yeah.
It's like, spruce top, rosewood sides and back.
The Martin one is the one that Willie uses. That actually, the bracing, the whole thing's different. It's constructed totally different than like a Spanish one.
Is that amazing? That's the only guitar he plays.
Yeah, and it's got half a hole in it from him strumming.
I mean, it's amazing. He just loves that guitar. Now, I can't imagine. There must be some one person that watches that guitar. I don't think a guitar is out of anyone's sight.
Well, he probably just carries them all the time.
It's like, I always wonder, how's Paul McCartney do the violin bass? He's got to have like a Secret Service someone. But if you stole it, what are you going to do with it?
Well, he has a few of them. He does. I think he does.
But he has the one with the song list on it.
Yeah.
But man, can you imagine? But if you stole it, what are you gonna do with it? You can't show it to anybody.
You can't sell it.
By the way, I got Paul's bass at home. Would you like to see it? Yeah, the FBI will be coming in with a helicopter. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no, somebody stole one of Steve Vai's guitars. It was a one of a kind. It had a chrome finish. The guy ended up throwing in the bushes in front of his house because he couldn't do anything with it.
Well, it's like someone stole the Rocky robe. I go, what are you going to do with it? They only had one robe in Rocky I because it was such a low-budget movie and what says Shamrock Meats. And obviously, we're having construction over house. He goes, "Where's my rope?" The rope disappeared. The one in Rocky One, there's only one because it was, like I said, a cheap movie. I said, "So what are you going to do with this? Someone should put it in a package and drop it off. That you can't show it to anybody. I mean, and there's so many Rocky fanatic collectors. And there's one friend of mine. He has a museum. They would be on you so fast. You couldn't. So it's kind of a stupid thing to have, really. And I mean, it's bad enough that someone stole it, but I mean, it's kind of a useless thing. Who can you show it to?
Right. Well, I think it's better to put it in the museum so people can appreciate it.
It should be in the museum. Yeah. I wish I was famous enough where I could keep my guitars in a museum because no one wants them.
Well, next to Frank Stallone guitars, you should just have the Frank Stallone Museum.
I could do that.
What do you think, Gary? I think that's a good idea. And they can come and take tours.
But will my stripper poles fit? No, I don't know. I'm
going to come down on Wednesday and see Frank's show at Vibrato. If anybody's listening in and hasn't seen the show, I'm telling you, it's a musical journey. And I'm not just saying this because I've become buddies with Frank, but I'm a fan. I mean, every show I've gone to, one after another, it's a musical journey. And I can't wait. I wish it was Wednesday right now,
Frank. It's a 9-piece band. I got 5 horns.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, this is the first gig this Wednesday with 5 horns. We normally have 4 horns, so we added a Barry sax. We've got a Barry tenor, 2 trumpets and trombone, me on guitar, another guitar, drums, bass, and piano. So the thing is, why I added the horns, because most of the songs that I've done that have been charted or hit records all had horns.
Really? Okay.
Well, yeah, if you think of Far From Over, from Staying Alive, they all had some form of horns in there. And it's just kind of full. I mean, Chicago sounds full. That's only 3 horns. We're 5. So, I mean, and we do some of the songs off the big band album. So I would love people to come to the show. It's Wednesday at 8 o'clock at Vibrato.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know more, you can go to my website, frankstallone.com, and there's a thing where you can sign up on the mailing list. And then we have frankstalloneguitars.com.
Yes.
And on Instagram, we have @frankstalloneguitars. It never ends. But we keep it simple. Like, you know, all my license plates are the initials of a record I cut because I can't remember. I mean, if someone, do you know your license plate number? I mean, or off the top of your head, you go, 1973,
no,
I got it. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, everything. So, all everything is frankstallone./, because so I can remember the damn thing. Yeah.
So, now you're going to be just using these guitars on the gig?
Yeah. Okay. I always bring, I'm not a big guitar changer. I really don't like it. I mean, you see Jimmy Page use the same guitar through the whole show, except if he goes to the 12 string.
Yeah.
Or if you see.
But I mean, for the big band, you're not going to use a jazz guitar?
I don't play guitar in a big band. Those chords are too big for me. I can't, I'm like B.B. King. Yeah, I don't do that. No, I mean, I can't play that, man. Yeah. But no, I just, on the big band stuff, mostly sing. And then so I bring 3 guitars. I bring acoustic guitar and I bring 2 electrics. I probably haven't broken a string in 30 years. I mean, that's why I use light strings. I guess my touch, there's some people, their strings break when they look at them.
Well, the 9s I used to break more than the 10s. On my Gibsons, I use 10s, and on the Fenders, I use 9s.
How do guys use 11 and 12s? I'm not a small, weak guy. I couldn't even. It'd be like playing.
If you're bashing the guitar like Townsend, you need 11s to keep them in tune. But the
and he does it with a Rickenbacker too. It's amazing. He used to play.
If you set up your Fender guitars with 9s, and then you use your Gibsons with 10s, they feel about the same.
Yeah.
So because there is a difference.
Unless
you're
Billy Gibbons, you use 7. He does. He uses 8s or 7s.
How can you not break those?
They gave me a set of strings because it's so slinky. But I went like this. I was going, and I just over, because it's so light, went like almost up to like the A string. You know, but that's what he uses, man. Jeff Beck uses real thin strings too.
Yeah.
You know what it is? I just don't think. I think they're more finesse. I don't think they.
What's the scale on this Martin? Is that 10s?
11.
Oh, you're using 11s. Okay. Because a lot of session guys, I learned about this. That's how I set up my strings. Lee Ritenour, for example, big session guy, played everything from classical guitar, jazz guitar. And he told me one time he had to set up the guitars because it was too different for each of them. It was hard on his hands. So he set up his jazz guitar, used a lighter gauge, a little heavier on his electrics, so they all felt about the same. Mm-hmm. And that way he could change guitars without really fatiguing his hands. Because it does affect you.
Yeah.
From going from nines to going to like 11s or 12s, which a lot of the jazz players play to get that tone.
It's like Pat Martino, like a 14E. I have no idea. where do you even start? But I'll say one thing about these Tigers. They are, you know, I have like 7 Les Pauls, and they're all a little different, a little bit. Not these.
That's good. That's really important.
These guys, man, over there, they just get it. Once they get it, they get it.
Yeah.
They don't try. Don't be creative. Just do it. And that's what it is. And I kind of like playing them. I can't wait to put a Bixby on one. That'll be fun.
Yeah, I want to see that. Yeah, I want to see that.
It'll be beautiful. You know, like Whitey Wachtel, man, well, I think all his have a Bixby.
Yeah. And this is gold hardware, too, so it's really classy looking.
Yeah, it's really classy. It's a fun thing.
So real quick, we're out of time again. I told you guys it would go by fast. The venue for Wednesday, how to get tickets, what's the info on that?
You can call Vibrato Jazz Club. It's Herb Alpert's club from Tijuana Brass. It's right at the top of Mulholland and Beverly Glen.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful, they spent millions of dollars on this place, and this club is set up for music and fine dining. Women that are beautiful can go there and not be accosted. Only by Gary, because Gary tries to sell them guitars.
That's
right. I swear to God. No. Gary was in the audience with 2 Tiger guitars, and these gorgeous girls are standing there holding the guitar, really digging. Gary's there, hey, look at this. Say something in the camera. He's like Colonel Tom Parker. I mean, he was with the guitars, and people loved it. No. I mean, but the girls, because they're beautiful. Girls are like really flattered, and they're sitting there. So we got all these pictures of these hot-looking girls holding the Tiger guitar.
That's great. That's great.
I'm going to use that. It's my new technique. You may not like me, but you'll like the Tiger.
Well, and then again, FrankStalloneGuitars.com. And FrankStalloneGuitars.com is his personal his website. You can check out what he's doing and I guess access to all the albums. You got a few albums.
I do. I have 12 albums. And please, you know, hit me on Instagram at Frank Stallone. Frank Stallone. No, Frank.Stallone is a Facebook, and I think Instagram is at Frank Stallone. I'm so confused. But anyway, say hello, join up, and if you're doing Frank Stallone Guitars, at Frank Stallone Guitars, you will bump into Mr. Panapinto, and he will sit there and tell you where it's at and where to come.
Gary, any last words?
Oh, no, that was beautiful. Thank you for having us on the show.
Oh, my pleasure.
FrankStalloneGuitars.com. You will not be disappointed with the Tiger.
You expect to come back when you have the new stuff, too. I want you to come back and show us
everything.
All the new toys.
Lingerie, hats.
The pole. You can bring the pole. You bring the pole.
That's striped like a tiger. No, we got it all.
Okay, well, listen, everybody. Thank you again for a great show. And we will see you next week. Gary, hang on. I'll talk to you after the show's over. Frank, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Good night, everybody.